Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Coroner reveals cause of death in missing woman case. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The cause of death for Tammy Lynn Sturgeon, 55, who went missing last weekend and was found deceased south of Gillette, has been revealed by the coroner. According to Campbell County Coroner Paul Wallum, Sturgeon died of hypothermia late Saturday evening, March 23rd, after being reported missing by her husband at around 7 p.m. the same night. An autopsy was conducted in Rapid City, South Dakota, on Monday. Wallum stated there was no evidence of foul play or medical conditions, such as a heart attack, that led to her death. The autopsy revealed clear signs of hypothermia with no indication of trauma, such as broken bones or bruises. Sturgeon was reported missing after the couple became separated during a search for her missing cell phone south of Bishop Road. Despite an extensive five-day search involving multiple agencies and search techniques, Sturgeon's body was not found until Thursday, about 2 miles away from where she was last seen. The discovery was made shortly after searchers found items believed to belong to Sturgeon, including gloves and a cigarette butt. Lawmakers consider reviving blockbuster property tax swap alongside sales tax hike. The Wyoming legislature plans to revisit a significant property tax relief proposal this summer following its failure during the recent session. The bill proposed by Representative Steve Harshman aimed to cut property taxes for the majority of residents by 95% in exchange for a 2% increase in the state sales tax rate. The Joint Revenue Committee, led by Senator Bo Bightman, will prioritize discussing this proposal during the interim session, considering adjustments like broadening the sales tax base to offset the reduced property tax revenue. Despite various bills providing relief measures, discontent remains, with calls for deeper reform to address Wyoming's property tax structure effectively. Discussions on tangible personal property taxes and other potential revenue sources are also on the agenda for the upcoming meetings of the Revenue Committee. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.